Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I thought that was the beginning of a Hard Day's Night there for a second.
Well, you've been working like a dog.
We're not allowed to play good music anymore. No,
exactly. Yeah.
But that opening like chord was like, it's been a hard day's night.
Okay.
Like a Nick. Man, there's more video of that Tatum injury, him getting carted off, him on the wheelchair. I mean, the whole thing was so just dramatically awful last night. To see a star player like that go down, that sucks, man.
What's worse for you? What's worse for you to see? Seriously, Mac. Jason Tatum carted off in a wheelchair, tears in his eyes. Mm. Spike Lee, Stephen A. Smith saying Boston sucks, celebrating courtside.
The Tatum.
Okay.
I mean, both of them combined really, 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 really stink.
Yeah, dude.
But no, I mean, I told you guys off air. I mean, that this was the Celtics team that was building for the future, building a dynasty potentially, you know, and now that could all be gone within the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
So, yeah, very, very hard. Very tough sports night.
Do you want to segue that into your Hot Corner Tuesdays?
Absolutely. Let's do it. My tough Tuesday would be, yeah, Celtics fans, Celtics organization, Jason Tatum. I don't know who has it toughest, probably Jason Tatum, but yeah, man. I mean, Kristaps is gone. Jrue Holiday's gone. Al Horford's going to retire. This is a new chapter, you know, similar to, you know, Chiefs fans losing certain players that they like and, you know, players moving on, whether it be, you know, Travis Kelce after this next season. That's going to be a lot of what it's like for next season for the Celtics. And picture Mahomes out for all year, you know, something like that.
I'd rather not.
Yeah, but you also, though, have to have, like, that trust in your general manager. I think in Kansas City, like, other than Patrick Mahomes going down and something like that and being out for an entire season, we've all gotten to that point, and Brett Veach, rightfully so, has earned that benefit of the doubt where if somebody goes down, the next guy is going to step up. I mean, we've even seen that at the quarterback position, right? We've seen Chad Henne. We've seen Matt Moore in postseason appearances go out there and play big. Now, obviously not for an entire postseason run or a series like, you know, the Knicks and Celtics are involved in, or a season or anything like that, obviously, right? Mm-hmm. You see the next man step up. They've done a really good job of having that next man step up. So if you believe in your general manager, like we do here with Brett Veach, right, you should say, okay, they'll figure out a way. You have that trust, have that faith. Yeah, Jason Tatum's a big loss. But if you go out and you make those right moves this offseason, there's no reason reason the Boston Celtics can't be back in a different way with Jason Tatum watching from the sidelines next year. And that's the beauty, I think, of the NBA as well. You can change everything in the course of one offseason. I mean, teams change dramatically from trades to the draft to free agent signings and all of that. Like, in the NBA, I feel like every player and every team is traded at one point during the offseason anyway. So you can go out there and make wholesale changes. Like, for a Celtic fan to be down, I get it. But for a Celtic fan to be despondent, or any NBA fan to be despondent having a bad season, you can flip that switch. Unless you're like the Charlotte Hornets, who don't even register on the radar screen or something like that. You could flip the script in the NBA and change exactly what you're doing in the course of 3 days in July.
Yeah, you got LeBron with a player option. You got Julius Randle with a player option. You got James Harden with a player option. Miles Turner's a free agent.
That's the name.
Kyrie's a free agent with a player option in place.
No.
Okay.
Nobody wants Kyrie, right?
Russell Westbrook.
Westbrook, you could have. That's another good one. That's another good addition. But I'm sure Boston will come up with some crazy trade or some kind of maneuvering up the up the ladder in the draft or so. I mean, so they're going to be just fine. They're still going to be one of those teams that, you know, come October, everybody's say, all right, you got to worry about the Celtics. Where are the Celtics? Where are the Celtics? Because I think very much like the Kansas City Chiefs, once you've established that kind of, you know, the way that you do business, that pedigree, that style of doing things, it just continues to carry forward because you have the right people in place.
Yeah, it did hit me though. That was the last time I'll ever see that starting five together. You know, that won the title and they were together for a few years. So that hit, but it's okay.
Dang, that's tough.
Do the Celtics now have Giannis in their vision?
No, probably not. No.
Okay.
I mean, they could make a package, trade Jaylen Brown, but then you're bringing Giannis into a situation without Tatum. Does Giannis want to do that? Maybe. And I don't think they would never trade Tatum.
And then you start Giannis for an entire year being the face of that organization, and then you bring Tatum back. Tatum, how does that dynamic work? I don't know the answer. It may work just fine.
It may work great.
Who knows?
Ask Mac how much he's putting on his Celtics to win the title right now at 26-1.
Oh, wow. 26-1 for the Celtics to win it all. What if the Knicks do win it all, man? Like, it would be an unbelievable scene.
That would be crazy. Yeah,
it would be the craziest, I think, celebration of a championship we've ever seen in the United States. And I don't think that's an overstatement or a hyperbolic statement. No. I think that's the way that it would be, because the Knicks have never won anything. New York hasn't had a championship as a city in a very long time, but the Knicks haven't won anything since, what, 71. They win this thing. I mean, the Empire State Building may fall. Who knows what these people are going to do in New York City if this thing goes down.
Bob, tough Tuesday?
Bengals.
It ain't. It's always Cincy, man. Why is it always Cincy?
Well, because they're a horse's ass organization.
That's what I'm saying. It's always something with them.
There's no other way to put it. They are a bad organization doesn't know how to build a roster and doesn't know how to surround their players with the best possible chances at winning. I mean, this Trey Hendrickson stuff, I know he's a friend of the show and gave me deodorant and all, but he's a very good player that's coming off a 17.5 sack season. Right. You've got to find a way to keep that guy happy, keep him in the fold. He wanted to be in Cincinnati. He told us it was like his dream playing for the Bengals because he was from there. This is a guy you have. Just keep him happy. And Cincinnati still hasn't found a way to get that job done with Trey Hendrickson. And now they're not even talking to this guy. I mean, I don't know that I would go out and maybe trade and give away a lot for Trey Hendrickson, but I'm sure they got a lot of people sniffing around right now trying to figure out a way to get Trey Hendrickson off that Bengals roster. And if he leaves that Bengals team, I don't know who they have on defense right now. We've seen what happens when you load up on offense and have nobody on the defensive side of the football. It's a bad way of doing business. And so the Cincinnati Bengals continue to be the Cincinnati Bengals, a horse's ass organization that's loading up on wide receivers so their marginal quarterback can be propped up, and they're not putting anybody on the defensive side of the football.
Yeah, it's tough because generational wide receiver, generational quarterback, and then what are you going to show us? I mean, they got to a Super Bowl. I give you that. But, I mean, it's...
We're done with that.
That was 4 years ago.
Yeah, the bloom has fallen off that rose. Like, we got to stop talking about the Super Bowl.
The Rams are still celebrating their Super Bowl they won with Stafford McVay? Absolutely not.
No, they're going out there. They're figuring out ways to retool. They went from F them picks to give us all the picks, and they've retooled their roster, and they're looked at was one of the best teams now in the NFL. The Bengals are riding high off of beating Patrick Mahomes 4 years ago.
Dang. That's tough.
That's hilarious. Dang, that's tough. Is what that Beetlejuice? It's quick. That Bank Robin Wolf guy got in a contract extension in the penitentiary.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be there for 32 years now. I think he got like 15 or 12 more years on his sentence already from the Oklahoma stuff.
Wow.
He'll never see Patrick Mahomes play again. His hero.
Good.
You'll never see Jason Tatum play with that team with Boston, but at least you get to see Jason Tatum play again.
It's true.
Xavier Babadar.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Weird boob, whatever, yeah, who cares?
Xavier is at the goal line, but he will not be stopped.
Never heard of him.
That guy is getting a tush push for 32 years in prison. Don't rob banks. Quit breaking the law, a-hole.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.